Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Terrence Williams and this race outside of a strip club. I mean,
that's how you handle your beef, man.
Yeah.
You don't fight. You don't shoot. You get out there and you race each other.
Yeah. A couple of my friends did that on the beach, actually, this past weekend. They settled a beef in a race in the sand. It's unbelievable that you actually brought that up because I just saw it. That one doesn't really interest me as much, nearly as much, as the whole Lucky Whitehead dog ransom story. So I was scrolling through Mike Fisher's Twitter, and there was another Bugatti Casino video up there. Well, now I know what has gone on. Bugatti Casino got this dog, and Bugatti Casino held the dog for ransom. He did absolutely do that. There is no doubt about it. I don't know what his excuse was or what he was trying to say, but he makes a video where he's holding the dog by the leash with all his buddies around him, and they're smoking weed and they're screaming into the camera that they want $20,000 for the dog. So that why you would make a video of this and make it public, I have no idea, but they did. So whatever excuse Bugatti Casino, this Fort Worth area rapper, is giving about how he got the dog, and you're going to hear his explanation here in a second, it's all bull dookie. Bugatti Casino stole the dog. He held it for ransom, just like Lucky Whitehead said.
Yeah, it does appear to be the issue and the way this went down. And one, it is so difficult for me to listen to this, and you're just all into it. I understand you're trying to get to the bottom of it, but it's excruciating to listen to this idiot and his idiot friends. And once again, they have snitched on themselves, and they may also.
Whoa, hey. Oh, my goodness. Brian Jones is dying, ladies and gentlemen. Karma is finally caught up to Brian Jones as he is,
wow.
He is choking to death.
I couldn't even get to the cough button soon enough. And they also may be guilty of animal abuse.
Yeah.
Just blowing smoke all over the dog.
Right.
And that dog is sitting there like, what the hell have I gotten into?
Yep.
It was much quieter in my other home.
Right.
I mean, the dog is just lost.
And it did make me sick. Now, they weren't physically abusing the dog or anything like that, but I mean, it did not look happy where it was. So there's that video, which if Mikey B finds it on Mike Fisher's page and wants to repost it so people know what we're talking about. And then there's this Bugatti Casino solo video in a car where he is explaining how he did not steal the dog. He was just given the dog by somebody else. He's trying to get the dog back or something like that. I don't know. But it's a minute long. And it is unintelligible. I mean, inintelligible, unintelligible, I don't know. And that's ironic that I don't even know the right word when I'm trying to use it. But you can't make out basically anything he's trying to say. And every other word is a word that we cannot use. So Surgeon Pete in there, audio Surgeon Pete, the Dr. Nozardin of audio, went in there, put his gloves on, put his scrubs on. And he was able to, in a minute, bleep out 26 different words in 1 minute.
Wow.
So we present to you, because we try to provide all sides of the story here on Gio and Jones. That's what we do. We present to you the explanation from Fort Worth rapper Bugatti Casino on why he ended up with Lucky Whitehead's dog.
Hey, for everybody who tell me they can't understand me, bro, I ain't stole no dog. Hell is you talking about? We ain't stole no dog. Hey, you talking about? His ex-bitch bought that Hey, you talking about over here to us? We cashed out for that hoe. We not knowing this dog. I don't follow that. Hey, you talking about find out it was his dog. So I let that know. Say, bro, you looking for your dog? They say, you looking for your dog? I want my money back. Just give me my money. I paid for the dog. You can get your dog back, bro. It's simple, bro. Ain't stole nobody dog, bro. You know a nigga ain't stole your dog, bro. Now you finna put your business in the streets, bro. On some whole other level type shit, bro. You know a nigga ain't stole no dog, bro. You making it seem like all little extra. I don't give a damn about this shit. I don't know. But you know, he had that dog or whatever. Oh, brought that dog over here and we bought that And all I'm asking for is our money back. And you can have that dog. Stop trying to make it seem like a stealing dog. I look like stealing a dog, bro. Come on, bro. Y'all people crazy as hell, bro. Understand that.
Wow.
Y'all people crazy as hell. No, not you.
Yeah.
Bugatti
exactly.
Casino.
Exactly. Wow. What was
else?
That you said yesterday about Manos and others pointing the finger at
self-awareness?
What is it? Buchagross?
Yeah, John Buchagross.
I mean, yeah. Take a look in the mirror, dude. Crazy? Really? Take a look in the damn mirror. I hope those mixtapes are selling. Well, apparently they are. Mike Fisher said pull up to his mansion.
No, he was obviously being facetious.
I hope they are something selling because that is just... So embarrassing, so excruciating to listen to. And that's what all the beeps.
Yeah.
Just imagine what it sounds like unfiltered.
It's incredible. And for him, too, I guess his explanation is that one of Lucky Whitehead's former girlfriends.
Yes. Let's call her a girlfriend.
Sold the dog to Bugatti Casino and his entourage. But they were saying once they found out that it was an NFL player's dog, they were asking for $20,000. There's no way. There is no...
That's extortion.
Right.
You bought a stolen animal, and she's now in trouble.
Yep.
The ex-girlfriend. These cats should be in trouble. All of them should be. Then you're going to try to extort the dude, and it's his dog?
Yeah.
Oh, they're some dumbasses.
And
dumbasses are going to get what dumbasses deserve to get.
I really hope that something happens to them, and they don't get away with this. I mean, how could you? The guy's got his cell phone number and his email up on his Twitter account. He posts a video of him with the dog asking for $20,000 with the dog, him and his friend. I mean, how stupid can you be? I mean, you want to talk
Very.
About...
Very.
Yeah, I guess so.
and then I took a loss. I took a loss. After you tried to extort the dude for 20 grand, you took a loss? You're supposed to lose, you dummy!
I love that. I took a lost, he wrote, too.
I did the right thing. What was the right thing?
Right. You took a loss. You bought a dog you expected to get 20 grand back from because you knew it was an NFL player's dog. And we're supposed to now feel bad for you because you took a loss on the money?
That tells me right there those mixtapes are not selling. You're trying to extort someone for 20 grand. Dumb.
Pete, you work so hard on that. Give me the first 10 seconds of that again, please. Just one more time. The first 10 seconds of Bugatti Casino in his car explaining what happened.
Hey, for everybody who told me they can't understand me, bro, I ain't stole no dog. Hillers, you talking about we ain't stole no dog. Hey, you talking about his ex-bitch bought that Hey, you talking about over here to us. We cashed out for that whole We not knowing this dog. I don't follow that. Hey, you talking about find out it was his dog. So I let that know. Say, bro, you looking for your dog? They say, you looking for your dog? I want my money back. Just give me my money. I paid for the dog. You can get your dog back, bro. It's simple, bro. Ain't stole nobody's dog, bro. You know a nigga ain't stole your dog, bro. Now you finna put your business in the streets, bro. On some whole other level type bro. You know a nigga ain't stole no dog, bro. You making it seem like all little extra. I don't give a damn about this. I don't know. But you know... He had that dog.
Right, Brian, stop.
I can't take it anymore.
He goes, that's horrible. You're putting your business in the street. You're the one who made the video holding the dog and put it up on social media.
The hypocrisy, yes.
What are you talking about? You put Lucky Whitehead's, but he wants his dog back.
Well, he's supposed to give in and say, okay, here's 20 grand. We're going to meet at a secret location and I'll just hand it over to you and you give me my dog back. No. You don't do that. You put it in the street. Hey, these cats have kidnapped my dog, and then they're trying to extort me for 20 grand. Of course I'm going to put it in the street.
People are just amazing. They really are amazing.
All of them need to do something. Go do some time.
Like what?
Everyone in that video, all of them need to do some time.
You think they will?
You need to do some time and you know, get a chance to know yourself a little better, dog.
To know myself.
Yeah.
Man.
The stupidity.
I know
there.
Myself just a little better now.
Y'all saying y'all don't understand me. You damn right we don't understand you.
I ain't steal no dog. I ain't steal no dog. When he says that.
Don't understand.
Yeah, I if he didn't curse so much. It would be great to have him on the show and scream at him, but it's just not.
So he can use the N-word over
and
over?
Well, that's the thing. It's too much, you know. But I would just love a crack at him, just to scream at him and tell him what a knucklehead he is. I'd love to be able to, but there's
it's not going to resonate. It's not one iota. The guy doesn't even understand that he's guilty of extortion.
Right.
He has no idea what he's involved in now. So what makes you think he's going to, you know, listen to us too and get a sense of what's really going on here and the trouble that could be around the corner for him?
Yeah, I hope that the police don't just look at this and say, okay, the dog's back and it's fine now and everybody's happy. I really do hope that they pursue that, because it's ridiculous to do that, to have that dog. And Lord knows what happened to the poor thing while they had it in the... They kept saying, we ain't gonna hurt your dog. But I think they... Who knows what was going on there. But anyway, I hope that they do get some sort of trouble for all of that. Yeah, but I could... Can't you see, though, the police department, it's like, all right, we're talking about a stolen dog here. The guy got his dog back. Let's just move on from this. I could see them doing that. Just because we got bigger fish to fry than this dude's.
I can pitch. Understand you have bigger fish to fry, yeah. Okay.
I hope it doesn't
happen. But if you try to extort someone for $20,000.
I agree that they should go after them.
You acquire stolen property?
I know. I'm playing devil's advocate in the sense that I could see a police department saying, you got your dog back? Good. All right, let these idiots go. I don't want to deal with them. Fine. Everybody's happy. You know, and then move on. But they should. They should pursue it, and these people should. You can't, because if they get away scot-free for doing something like this and just think that it's just okay to give the dog back after all of that, then, you know, it's not a good thing. It doesn't set a good precedent. Whew. All right.
Wow.
Ooh, God,
I wish
casino.
I could throw a staple at this dude or a stapler at this.
Yes, that's right. Throwing staplers, which is what Brian did this morning. You can watch him do so on our Twitter account. Follow us on Twitter at Gio and Jones, G-I-O and Jones. The pinned tweet at the top. Brian lost his mind. He had his own Bugatti Casino moment. Bugatti Jones.
Without the entourage.
Yeah, that's and without the weed, at least.
Yeah, without the party favors.
Yeah.
These kids are so stupid. Oh, that is dumb.
You really get bothered
yes!
by
it. Yes! It's horrible. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do, man? Can't save everybody. You know?
No, you can't.
Be a couple Bugatti casinos out there. No matter what we do, there's always going to be a Bugatti casino.
You want to have an intervention with him, though, right?
No, not really. I'm not concerned with his well-being. I'd love to go back and forth with the guy who talks like that, but I just know it wouldn't be feasible.
No.
On the show.
I have relatives that talk like that. I don't talk to them.
So apparently Dave Gettleman was a real jerk.
Yeah.
Panthers general manager Dave Gettleman. Or former Panthers general manager Dave Gettleman. I had never heard. Now, I'm no Ian Rappaport, Jason Lockenfora, whoever else you want to say. So I'm not around all the players all the time listening to what they thought about their general manager. But I never heard that this guy was a problem. Ever won. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. This was a roster that we thought was going to come back last year and be pretty darn good again. Didn't work out that way. But right before training camp, Dave Gettleman gone and people celebrating. Former Panthers celebrating. Now, there's been a lot of general managers that have cut players in the NFL. A ton of them. I mean, Bill Belichick himself, as the head of everything Patriots, has cut a ton of players. I don't ever hear anybody come out and say a bad word about him. Other good general managers, you don't hear people complain about general managers and general managers get fired too. You don't hear a lot of that. D'Angelo Williams, I want to publicly say the Panthers are off my list of teams I won't play for due to the firing of that snake, Dave Gettleman. Steve Smith posts a picture of himself laughing and smiling, the happiest he's ever been.
Yeah.
It's okay, Dave. I know how you feel.
Josh Norman went after him.
Josh Norman put a couple of emojis, the eyes and a face.
John Beeson, as Bogish, or Borgish, his new name alluded to during his update, came up here, was traded to the Giants, and he had run-ins with Gettleman. Gettleman questioned whether or not he was hurt. Here's a guy that had been a 3 or 4 year Pro Bowl player, then sustained some injuries, and you're questioned about the legitimacy of your injuries, and that, of course, that didn't sit too well with him. There are also allegations that there was an acrimonious relationship between Gettleman and head coach Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
And so he just needed to go. And you question the timing of this. We did that to NBA free agency with David Griffin. Now you have Gettleman here right on the cusp of training camp starting, and he's out the door. And the owner, Jerry Richardson, said he just needed a break, needed a new direction, and this guy needed to go. So finally it comes to a head there for Gettleman and the Panthers.
It must have been an incident. It must have been a final straw type of thing, because this is very odd timing. There's been a lot of odd timing in the firing of general managers in the NFL recently. You had Scott McLuhan. Was it right before or right after the draft? I forget. I guess right before the draft. Gettleman here. There was another one, too, that had happened at an odd time. So it's weird to see right before, you know, a couple weeks, before training camp, that you have Dave Gettleman fired. So I would imagine that it was an argument with somebody, a last straw type of deal. And when you hear about Gettleman from people who are around him, it's an old school, tough as nails, doesn't relent football guy. And that just illustrates that type of stuff, even though you need some of that, I'm sure, still in today's NFL, but if you're just all of that the time, it's not going to fly with today's players. You got to be able to command respect in other ways other than the gruff, tough, I'm the man, you're nothing, I can cut you approach.
Right. If you want to dictate and be as demanding in a manner that it's not congenial or genial, you're going to have problems. And these guys are voicing their concern. I'm sure there are others in that locker room who are happy but probably won't say anything because they're still on that roster. But you have to have the positive reinforcement. Everybody knows that they know you have the power in your hands, and you don't have to go around showcasing that all the time. We know you're the man. You're the GM for a reason, and you can cut and choose choose who to cut and who to hire at any point. That's understood. But do you have to run around the facility professing that?
No.
Do you have to have an ironclad hand about everything? No.
Gio and Jones, coming right back.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
A lot of curse words, but yeah, it was still, you got your point across. I could understand everything you were saying. What do you have to say for yourself, Brian?
Next time I'll just I'll offer to engage in a foot race with Ike.
Yeah, do that.
How about that?
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Andrew Bogish is here with an update.
Here's Andrew Bogish.
And here he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, here's Andrew Bogish.
Guys, it is a tale as old as time. Girl steals dog from ex-boyfriend, sells dog to unsuspecting gentleman. Gentleman is accused of stealing dog and holding it for ransom by ex-boyfriend. That gentleman, Mr. Bugatti Casino, wants us to know that.
I ain't stole no dog.
No dog.
Stole no dog. Quit saying that.
I ain't stole no dog.
What I look like stealing a dog, man? I'm an incredible rapper, man. I got a mixtape coming. I ain't got time to steal your dog. What's wrong with you?
Bugatti Casino.
Wow.
The dog.
Do you think he'd be playing Bugatti Casino cucks this morning? Or was it just like Joe Girardi that you had?
I ain't stole no dog.
Okay.
I ain't stole no dog. I ain't stole no dog.
And that dog has been gently returned to Cowboy receiver Lucky Whitehead. Now staying in Dallas. Because he had nothing else going on, Ezekiel Elliott is appealing a misdemeanor conviction for speeding. The Cowboy running back was caught doing 100 in a 70-mile-per-hour zone back in April. Elliott pleaded no contest earlier this month. Washington President Bruce Allen can't say his name or sign Kirk Cousins to a long-term deal. Allen says the team offered
Kirk
Cousins $53 million guaranteed dollars and heard crickets in return. The offer, in essence, became a series of one-year agreements after the 2018 season, so Cousins instead will play under the franchise tag for one more season and then hopes to earn more security next offseason. The Chicago Cubs, perfect since the All-Star break.
A swing and a pop fly, shallow left. Coming in, Ben Zobrist. He's got it! Cubs win! Ben Zobrist with a routine play. It's all over, and the Cubs have made it four in a row.
With a 4-3 win in Atlanta, All-Star closer Wade Davis gave up two runs before getting that final out. Pat Hughes called it on Cubs radio. The Brewers lost in Pittsburgh 4-2, so Chicago's just 3.5 back in the NL Central. Cleveland snapped its four-game skid, 5-3 in San Francisco. The Rockies outscored the Padres 9-6, and the Cardinals beat the Mets 6-3. A homer and two RBI for Evan Longoria, and the Rays 3-2 win in Oakland. The Mariners won their fifth straight, 9-7 in 10 in Houston. The Jays 4, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins topped the Yankees 4-2. Lonzo Ball chosen as the Vegas Summer League MVP before sitting out last night's title game with a strained right calf. The remaining future former Lakers came together and beat the Blazers 110-98. The Houston Rockets are for sale. Les Alexander bought the team in 93 for $85 million. It's now worth $1.65 billion, according to Forbes. And the British Open at Royal Birkdale is now 2 days away. Sadly, Anne Liguori will not be there, but
Phil Mickelson
will. He tees off at 10:10 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. Defending champ Henrik Stenson has one of the earlier starts at 4:47. Boys.
Brian Jones was down at SEC Media Days. He did not go to Big 12 Media Days, and I'm sure you're happy about that.
I'm still recovering from Birmingham,
yeah,
man.
As evidenced by your yawn in the middle of that. Cliff Kingsbury was there.
Yes, he was.
Naturally.
And he brought no defense.
So the Texas...
Throw it at yourself.
The Bogus just handed Brian a stapler and throw it at yourself. The Texas Tech head coach was up at the podium, and a reporter just laid it out straight for him on what he thinks is a big problem with his team.
Art DeLugage with the Lano News. Follow-up to Mr. Bowles' question, Coach. You're a fine coach. It's a great conference, great school, all-world offense. I figure there may be 5,000 seniors who start on defense in Texas a year. You recruit from other states. Why can't you get 10, 15, or 20 who can hold your opponents to 30 points or less a game?
That's a great question. I wish I had the answer. That's like I said, that's something we work on. We haven't been good enough defensively, and we'll continue to try and recruit the right players and develop them and get better.
It's a terrible answer to a great question.
Yeah.
It really was a terrible answer to a great question.
Why can't they get better? The last time they had a good defense was 2012, and Ruffin McNeil was still there. And then they wouldn't hire him as the head coach. The defense had not played that well in a long time because you had the same thing occurring under Leach primarily that you have occurring now. Texas Tech can score every 3 minutes. Their opponent scores every two. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's always been the problem, and they've had multiple defensive coordinators under Kingsbury, and yet they cannot stop anyone.
That question, you knew that a butt was coming with that. You're a fine coach.
Yeah.
You do great conference.
Yeah. I
think that you're all-world offense, but your defense is a pile of turds in a tortilla.
Why can't you get 10, 15, or 20 who can hold your opponents to 30 points or less a game?
A game. I can't watch your damn team because the score is 75 to 72. Well, I'm an old school guy
who a game
likes D-Bow. But seriously, hey, why is that some programs are just like that? Now, I think part of the reason is reputation. If you are a great defensive player, you said it before we even played the cut. Cliff Kingsbury didn't bring any defense, right? That everybody knows it. So if you are a great defensive player and you're coming out of high school, you're being recruited, and Kingsbury's knocking on your door and other schools are knocking on your door, why in the hell would you go there when you know that their reputation is that the defense stinks. Because then you're saying, all right, if I go there with these knuckleheads and I get caught up in this defense, that could ruin my chance of going to the NFL. So then the ball keeps rolling and you get into this vicious cycle
right.
where your reputation precedes you and right. then you never get out
and
of
you're
it.
You're going to have that one or two guys that go there and they're going to have to change the history of this defense. They're going to have to come in and start something new. You're going to have another Zach Thomas, another senior sack from back in the day. You're going to have some players go in and say, all right, I want to be the, I want to be the change and be a part of something that turns this defense around. And you're going to have the necessary coaching on that side of the ball as well. Someone can come in and devise some schemes that can help slow down the opposing offense. And they see this offense in practice all the damn time, but yet they can't defend against it.
Yeah, I'm sure that that's probably fun in practice for that offense to be going up against that defense. But, yeah, I think that you need to try to convince a player you have to be the guy that changes the perception of our defense. You need to start this. But I wonder if you get to a point where you're not even recruiting that way. You're just thinking, all right, we just need to have a defense that is good enough to be okay. I mean, do some of these programs that have terrible defenses and had for years and years and years, I mean, how many college football programs out there, though, honestly, have both where you can say, man, what a great defense and what a great offense? It doesn't usually exist that way. Usually it's one or the other,
we
and
saw,
teams and programs have reputations.
We saw Will Muschamp get shown the door because he had excellent defense but no offense. So he had the reverse. And you'll see that from time to time where the offense is not on par with the defense. You see some teams where neither is existent. But you know, you look at Alabama, they can score with the best of them. They can defend with the best of them.
It's the best team in the country.
In terms of defense.
You know?
So you got to have, if you're going to be a perennial a conference champion and in the college football playoff, you got to play some defense. Ohio State played pretty good defense. And offensively, we know at times they were challenged a season ago, and then they were able to shore that up. So it's hard, but some schools have a reputation. Texas had a reputation for defense for the longest time. And, you know, here recently they've fallen on hard times on both sides of the ball. But there was so much pride in that defense, and you did it because of the guys that came before you. And you didn't want to let them down, and you also wanted to build upon that Texas defense legacy, and also you know, make a or make a legacy of your own.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby talked about the ever prevalent question about a championship game in his conference.
The decision was made 100%. On our ability to optimize the likelihood of getting a team into the CFP. The finances of it were, I don't ever recall them being discussed.
So finally a change in that regard. But, I mean, that there's no doubt that it hurt them the last couple of years. It's absolutely no doubt, and they obviously recognize that, and we'll see how they proceed from here. But, I mean, this is going to be, what, the fourth year of this, and you know, we'll see how the landscape changes because of it. But I mean, when people are playing by different rules in different conferences,
that's the problem.
Never makes any sense.
You got conference championship games and all the other four Power Five conferences, no conference championship in the Big 12, and you know, now they're going to try to change that, and so. I just want uniformity across the board. It just makes no sense to have this system and you don't have everyone playing under the same guidelines.
Yeah, and I think that the frustration has gotten to a boiling point. There's a lot of issues to Big 12 that I think a lot of it has to do with Baylor that they've been dealing with. I guess every conference has their issues. I mean, Ole Miss with SEC media,
right.
There's always one program that's in some sort of nonsense. So I shouldn't just pick on them, but there's no doubt that the conference championship game issue, and of course Baylor is always going to come up when you talk about the Big 12 these days and not having a team in the college football playoff that you feel like can get there or a program that can get there every single year because of that. All right, coming up next, one of the most bizarre stories in the history of media. Has to do with kidnapping, and we're not talking about dogs this time. We're
talking
about humans. I don't know how we got here and why today's so weird, but we're here and we're going to embrace it.
Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
A BuzzFeed article written by a man named Joe DeRogatis started circulating yesterday that claimed that R. Kelly, the R&B singer, is brainwashing women and holding them against their will in houses and has sets of rules for them. And if they disobey those rules, he punishes them in all sorts of ways. What they can eat, what they can wear, when to bathe, when to sleep, how to engage in sexual encounters that are all recorded by him. It's a cult, it was described in this article.
That wear black Nikes?
Yeah, and drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah. So this article hits the presses, and it's a lot of it has to do with the parents of some of these girls
right.
that were hanging out with R. Kelly. And I guess that they end up with R. Kelly under the guise that he is going to be the person who is their mentor and get them into the music business. And then it turns out that they are somehow in a cult or some sort of sex slaves in some weird way. So everybody's freaking out about this yesterday. And then one of the women, Jocelyn Savage, said she came out and said she's not in the cult. R. Kelly and his attorneys have come out and denied right. all the allegations. This Jocelyn Savage in a video said, I'm in a happy place in my life. I'm not being brainwashed or anything like that. And this issue has definitely gotten out of hand. So I don't know where I stand on all of this. I think that the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. I think that these parents maybe are concerned because their kids are so young and then they right. went off to hang out with a guy who has had a checkered past,
right.
if you will.
There have been allegations against him and involving sexual misconduct. Previously, he beat a rap, I guess, 14 charges?
14 charges of, yes, making...
Making child pornography back in 2008. So we've gone down this road before with R. Kelly, and there have been videos, apparently, of him doing certain nefarious acts to young girls. So he unfortunately for him, he's used to this. And if he's guilty of it, he should have his feet held to the fire. But when you have young women like this, Miss Savage, saying that, no, I'm not being brainwashed. I chose to hang out with this cat on my own accord, of my own volition. So there's nothing to see here. What can you do?
Yeah, and I'm not sure where exactly that information came from outside of the parents, because the parents could be, you know, saying this, but the kids still want to, and I'm calling them kids because they are young, but the young women do want to be there, and the parents are making it a bigger deal because they want them home, and it's the only way to get attention. There's also a manager of R. Kelly that was a former manager of R. Kelly that came out and said some bad things about him. So I guess the only thing I would say about this is that someone should investigate it. Someone should go with these claims and go and check it out. I mean, outside of that, I can't say what's going on, but it is, I mean, it's an insane story. It's a crazy, crazy story.
With just these allegations, is that enough for the authorities to go in and say, hey, we need to search the premises, we need to come in and make sure all the inhabitants are okay, and... Well, maybe that is enough, just because there are allegations. Maybe that's enough for them to get in there and take a look.
There's nothing more satisfying than beating the shit out of Buffalo on their home field.
Well, I mean, it's several sets of parents. It's not just one set of parents. I mean, why not?
I'm sure Hugh Hefner had parents coming out to him back in the day as well.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So maybe this is the new who.
New who Hefner.
The new who.
Hey, this is who. I'm the new who Hefner. Everybody, welcome women to my cult.
This is the R. Hefner.
Yeah.
And didn't Playboy start in Chicago? So maybe this is the new one. Maybe R. Kelly's the new Hugh.
Maybe. Linda Mensch said in a statement, was that Ed Orgeron that somehow made an appearance?
One star, two star, three star, four star, five star, any star.
That Savage is a one star.
Yeah, imagine Ed Orgeron reading this.
Y'all see the R. Kelly story about holding the women against their will? You know, a cult, sex cult? That's a weird one there, man, let me tell you.
High character.
You know, these women show up there and they think they're going to be singers. They say, I want to be a singer, R. Kelly. I want to sing. I want to be the next Mariah Carey or Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, they lock up in a room and he's playing the hanky-panky and touching all those sorts of funny places. Man, what that took a turn for the worse. Left
I
turn.
I thought that we had to do some things to get fixed right away.
Oh man. Man, imagine that. Man, oh, there's a big R&B singer, an R&B Hall of Fame, and then you think you're going to go there, and you're going to go in the studio and work on some original work, and the next thing you know, oh, open up a drawer, and there's something up in there you ain't want up in you.
What was in there, Coach?
Oh, man, I tell you, life can come at you fast. That's what I say.
We're going to get them.
Man, I tell you, well, R. Kelly ever took one of my kids, I bust that door open, I walk in there, I rip my shirt off his head, and then that's what I say to him.
You say what?
I say,
high character.
It's an old voodoo
saying.
Is that
saying. A gerbil or is that?
No, it's an old voodoo saying.
Oh, okay, you going to put some voodoo? You going to put a red on R. Kelly? And what would that do to him?
He would be rendered speechless and immobile. Mm-hmm. And I'll be able to take my daughter back.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would do.
I got you.
Naturally. Man, what a story. All right, moving on.
Ed Orgeron gives the news.
A Bugatti casino gave Lucky Whitehead his dog back. It was hell for ransom. It was indeed $20,000. And despite what Lucky Whitehead has said, he said, quote, I ain't stole no dog.
Now, did Lucky say that or did Bugatti?
I'm sorry about that. It's casino. the damn teleprompters screw me up again.
Okay.
It's Bugatti Casino said, I ain't stole no dog.
I ain't stole no dog.
We do believe that he didn't need to steal the dog.
Did he ask for money to return the dog?
$20,000.
$20?
$20 instead of the dog back.
Now, what would you do, Coach, if somebody stole your dog?
Oh, man, I'd do the same thing I did R. Kelly. I would walk up in there and go, I'd put a hex on him, and then I'd take my damn dog back.
What's the name of your dog?
My name of my dog, Taka. Not Tiger, but Taka. That's the name of my dog, LSU, Taka. And in...
Now, this Bugatti... Bugatti Casino, he's a rapper.
No,
you familiar with his work?
Fort Worth area rapper. New mixtape's coming out July 28th.
You familiar with his work?
Oh, of course I do. Every time, man, when I'm on the stair climber, mm-hmm. I listen to his tracks.
What's his hit song?
I ain't stole no dog. Don't you understand the market employee here?
I ain't stole no dog.
That's all. It all comes back to that. It's all about the green.
Cool. So you would give Bugatti Casino and his tracks credit for your weight loss.
Yeah, absolutely. I would. Now let me move on to local New York news.
Okay.
Former NFL linebacker and current radio show host hurled many office supplies at a young man employed by CBS Radio only because he made a flatulence in his presence.
Oh, you nasty. Now, is that warranted?
What, the flatulence or the hurling of the office supplies?
The hurling of the office supplies.
I don't give opinion on this. I just report the news. There's the video right there.
You report, we decide.
Yeah, that is right.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Was anyone hurt?
Yes and no. The rug got even dirtier than it already was. The emotions of certain employees were damaged, and
the bosses they
were somehow okay with it because of you, which I don't understand. But that's the way it was. But casualties included one stapler, a half a stapler, and a tape dispenser. Those are the three things that we lost.
Tape
one
what?
Star, two star, three star, four star, five star, any star.
I said a tape dispenser. Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, any more New York news? Or what's
no, national news now. In the national. GOP's efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare.
What happened there?
Well, things don't go so well. As many of them backing out saying, I can't find this thing. So...
That's so about, Medicaid's going to survive?
For the time being, mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. Well, you check back tomorrow, same mm-hmm. time, same channel.
So would you consider this, considering a few months ago, the GOP on the House side had that big old showing at the White House, and was that their mission accomplished moment?
I think I made a mistake making the healthcare bill joke, because now that's essentially taking a leash off of Brian Jones, because I opened up the door, and now here he go.
That was my last question. Was that their mission accomplished moment?
Time for a break.
Ed Orgeron gives the news on Gio and Jones. Oh man. So much we could do with it. You know, with that impersonation, though, it hurts my throat.
Yeah.
There was a guy I used to, because I used to do these mocking voices my whole life, and there was some kid, I remember his name was Andy David, was his name, and he had a voice like, like, hey, what are you guys doing today? Like, all the time. And I would do that impersonation. There was one day I was like, you know, 12 years old. I don't know.
Right.
And I did the Andy David impersonation the entire day. Like, well, what are you doing? Where are we going? Hey, I want to hang out. Mm. And I ended up coughing up blood. I'm not kidding you. I, like, coughed up bloody phlegm because I did that the entire day. The whole day. And I was like, then all of a sudden, I never did it again until just now, like 20 years later, 25 years later.
Mm. Hey, man, what are you doing? Hey, where are we going?
Coach O's got you coughing up blood.
No, not yet. But if I do Ed Orgeron reads the news every day, I might have to.
I think you should.
So another thing that Brian and I vehemently disagree on is that the New York Jets are going to have a good season. Brian believes that they are.
I did not say that. I reported what was told to me.
Don't you backtrack now.
I did not endorse it. I shared with you information that was shared with me.
You're full of it. I'm not letting you get away with this. You told me they were going to go 8-8.
You said give me a number.
Okay, and you answered it. I said 8-8.
On the basis of what was shared with me.
Okay, so you think that they're going to have a good season.
The people that coach them think they're going to have a good season.
So that means that you do.
That doesn't mean I necessarily agree with them.
So you agree, you disagree?
I don't know.
You can't do that,
I can't
man.
Do that. Come I think they're going to have a better than a five. They're going to win more than five games. I'll say that.
Okay, fine.
But as I said last week, too, as you in there shake your head and mm-hmm. grin,
oh.
I said I was taken aback as well when I was told that there was so much optimism. Did you not hear that part?
I heard
apparently all. Not.
Yeah, but you said you were taken aback, but then you agreed, and you said they were going to win 8 games. And you said, I'm not so sure they're going to be that bad. I'm not so sure.
8 is not great.
Yeah, but still, it's great for them next year.
Well, it's not great.
Did you or did you not steal that dog?
I ain't stole nobody dog.
Well, anyway, even the Jets think that they're tanking, as wide receiver Quincy Enunwa came out and said, it's hard to argue that the team is set up to tank.
It's hard to argue that they're
set up to tank, meaning that he agrees when people say
it's
that we're
set. It's hard to argue that they're not set up to tank?
Right. No, it's hard to argue that, whatever, that the fact that when people say that you're tanking, it's hard to argue that.
Well, they should cut his ass right now. Is he tanking?
No, he said the players won't, but when it looks at the you look at the roster and the moves that were made, it's hard to argue with people to think that that's what the organization's doing.
You should go talk to his coach.
Yeah. Hey, it's Quincy Enunwa. It's me.
Because his coach doesn't believe that.
You got a beef on what?
Ah. Gio and Jones. Thanks to Bugatti Casino.
Yeah, Bugatti Hood Fang.
CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.